that mic live, Paul?
This one?
Yeah, can you give me a level there?
Sure, sure. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Is this thing on? Hello.
How do you know when a BCN tech is dead?
I don't know. How do you know when a BCN tech is dead?
The donut falls out of his hand.
Oh, man, that is so funny.
Hey,
I could almost...
What happened with that Scottish guy that was after you?
Chase, I think he means to kill me.
No way.
Oh, yes way, my friend. I got a piece found out on and everything. He's not allowed anywhere near the house.
Will somebody tell the band that it's 1996? Look at that.
Oi, look at the time. We're on the air.
What?
Cue the announcer.
It's 11:36, Newfoundland Standard Time. Welcome to the 61st Annual BCN Open House on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Thank you, Dougal. Hello, Canada. Hello. Gothenburg in Iceland. My name is Paul Moss. Step right up. Come one, come all. Roll up for the BCN Open House. Welcome. If you can't be here in person, let me be your guide today through the hallways and the history of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Thank you very much. The Open House is an annual event here at the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, held every year since 1935. People visit this venerable old building and they get a close-up look at the National Public Radio Works. There are tours of the facility. The kids get to go on air. The BCN Ladies Auxiliary puts on a spread and the band strikes up a tune. Not just yet. We have a good crowd in attendance today. Amongst our special visitors is a group of seniors from St. Jude's Mercy Home. Let's talk to a couple of them now. And how are you today, sir? Fabulous. And you, ma'am, are you enjoying yourself yet?
You don't remember me, Paul.
Oh, should I?
You ain't Nell.
Nell? No, it's kind of hazy.
I used to babysit you years ago. Why, you were such a lot.
Anyway, thanks for that, Nell. And over here is the St. Matthew's 4th Cub Scout Troop. Did I get that right? They're just in off the bus. Dip, 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 you scouters!
Did this, Granddad.
You disgusting little cretin. Today's BCN Open House is special because it also celebrates the 60th anniversary of our sister broadcaster, the CBC. Now, while they haven't contributed materially to our celebration, hard times up along, we understand, they do bring our program to Canadian listeners. So how about a round of applause for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation of Canada and the Canadian people who link with us today? Joining me now is Ish Lundrigan, Director of Radio here at the BCN. Now, Ish, I'm sure you want to take this opportunity to pass along your congratulations.
Grudgingly.
Oh, Ish, come on now.
It must be said, Paul, that last year was the BCN's Diamond Jubilee, our 60th anniversary. I pointed this fact out to some of your senior CBC types in Toronto, and it was their view that we'd not make too much of the fact. Said it wouldn't have any resonance with the Canadian audience.
Well, there's some truth.
When, in fact, they simply didn't want us stealing any of their thunder.
Well, don't be a party pooper, Ish. The poor CBC now, they're going up the spout.
I suppose. Oh, happy birthday.
Okay, thank you, Ish Lundrigan. We'll be checking in with you again a little later. Bristol's Hope now, they're sort of a brand new Newfoundland supergroup on the scene, and they join us today live in the foyer. Here they are with Somebody's Waiting for Me.
It was in the country garden where the fun was to its height, where the joyful and the wind began to blow. At the table in a corner, a young man slowly said, "It's growing late, boys, I must go." Then a burst of laughter rang out as he stood there, hat in hand. "It's only 12 o'clock, it's someone cried. Take another seat, sit down. pointing to a window pane, where an old gray-headed woman sat with a bowed-down head. She's my mother, she's my sweetheart, she's the one I mean tonight. So you see, I told the truth, boys, when I said that somebody's waiting for me. Someone that loves me, I know. Somebody's wondering where I have been, or what can be keeping me so. Somebody's heart is sad, waiting so anxiously. There's a light burning bright in the window tonight, and there's somebody waiting for me. There's a light burning bright in the window tonight, and there's somebody waiting for me.
Hi there.
Paul Moff.
Hi.
Paul Moff.
Yep. Thank you. Hey, Paul Moff, the Great Eastern.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome. I hear you.
Is this some sort of in-joke, or am I just stupid?
Guess. This great old building was once an abattoir. Many architectural and design features of that former function remain. The walls were built thick to contain the bellowing and mewling of beasts being led to slaughter and are perfect for radio broadcast use. Many of the rooms here, be they studios, offices, or the theater, are affectionately named to reflect their history. Thus, the Great Eastern Studio O is the killing floor, the lobby is the pens, human resources, rendering. Your check is rendered, they say around here. You get dressed in the newsroom, and to chill out, where else but the meat locker, which is now our smoking room. Boy, it's a tight squeeze in here. Morris?
Paul?
Rita?
Paul?
Jerome?
Paul?
Ricky?
Hello, Paul.
Ben?
Hi, Paul.
Hubie?
Paul.
Hubie, what is that buzzing?
The coils for the new communications array are right behind that wall.
Yeah, doesn't that worry you? I mean, they say that exposure to that stuff can cause cancer. Right then, off we go. What happened to Rita?
She's in the tanner, Paul.
Oh, we should hear this. Excuse me. News and more at the BCN. Excuse me.
Hey, Ma, your show sucks.
And here we are in Storage Studio G, home of Interred and the Hourly News, every hour on the quarter, and there's quite a crowd in here to see Rita Malloy do her thing. Excuse me, can I get through? Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. Manning the board, one of the BCN's great engineers, Tom Codner. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
There's something on your mustache there, Paul.
What? Oh, thanks. Damn it, how long has that been there?
In five, Rita. Four, three, two, one.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with the BCN Regional News, every hour on the quarter. Today, there is no news. Thank you. Stay tuned now for your traffic alert with weather watchdog Erling Biggs. BCN 520, all Newfoundland radio.
Wow. Gutsy call by the journalist from out in the BCN newsroom. Now, that's the kind of integrity that separates our scribblers from the parasitic ambulance chasers at stations unnamed.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. In the fascinating world of weekend traffic, hunting season again, so motorists traveling near dawn or dusk are advised to keep an eye out for slow-moving pickups cruising the back roads of the province. This activity is, of course, illegal, and motorists are asked to inform police of any violations of the Highway Traffic Act. Traffic Alert, brought to you by Furlong Confections. Whether it's butterscotch, bullseyes, or molasses, enjoy a Furlong knob today.
Wow. You know, I think Furlong's celebrity is going to his head. I can't suffer any more of this.
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
Ah,
Let's get down to Salon A, the meal room, and the ladies' auxiliary. Always good for an excellent grub job. Well, what have we here? Let's see, the sandwiches with the crust cut off. Very shishi. Hey, pal, don't just look in the sandwich and put it back. That's disgusting. Date squares, Rice Krispie cookies, woolly duff, rhubarb pie, salads. See, there's macaroni here, turnip and potato. Looks a little dubious. Probably shouldn't be over the heater like that. And there are lots of citizens here, and who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Just look at that guy. You think he's here for anything but the sandwiches? Let's do a little non-scientific sampling. Excuse me?
Yes?
What do you like about public broadcasting?
I like where they repeat the program so much. Sometimes I don't understand or don't get a show on the first broadcast, but I finally understand what's going on when I hear it the second or the third time.
That's true. And you, sir, what do you like about public broadcasting?
Well, I like the way the hosts are always cheerful all the time, even though, you know, they're probably not.
Great. That's just great. The love affair with public broadcasting continues. Now, I understand that things are hopping down in the foyer where Bristol's Hope is cooking up a storm. Let's go there right now.
One, two, three.
Master students, let's have a big hand for Bristol's Hope. Baxter Worm sings and plays accordion. Kelly Russell plays the fiddle. Anita Best and Pamela Morgan are the women in the band. Derek Pelley on bass and Alexander Morris on guitar. You know, Alexander, I knew your grandfather, Sandy. He was the bandmaster for the old BCN Orchestra.
Ish, this is Paul Moth up on the fourth floor. Just reminding people that they're listening to the 61st annual open house at the BCN live. Now, how does this event compare to a BCN open houses of old, Ish?
Ah, Paul, we used to have the biggest kind of a do back then. Not to say there isn't a good crowd here today, but not the biggest I've seen, and certainly nowhere near the smallest. We had a dismal show back in 69. I suppose we were passé then. But not even close to the hordes that show up in the late 40s and early 50s. Men wore hats in those days. Whatever happened to men wearing hats?
Perhaps it's time for some more music?
Why, of course, yes. Time for a request. One of our visitors here, Ewan McEwen, has asked for the Canoodle Doodle. Is that right? The band knows the tune. Great. Okay, Ewan has dedicated this tune to our very own Paul Moth. Once again, here's Bristol's Hope, the Canoodle Doodle.
I've never been so deep in love as what I am now. And I haven't slept for weeks and weeks. I don't know what to do. This Carrie McIntosh, a botany lassie I adore. And I've never been so lonely over any lass before. I'm going to marry Harry, sweet little Carrie, Harry, on the 25th of January. 1 week a noodle doodle, right, well, the doodle doodle, on the 25th of January, oh. Last night was dark and stormy, obviously could not keep me in. For when a fella falls in love, he doesn't care a pin. I went to her house where I had never been before, and sang to her and whistled through the keyhole in the door. I'm going to marry Harry, sweet little Carrie, Harry, on the 25th of January. 1 week a noodle doodle, right, well, the doodle doodle, on the 25th of January, oh. I had a dream the other night, I dreamt the war was past, and everyone was happy and that peace had come at last. And all the flags in Bonnie Scotland were waving in the breeze. All the soldier boys were singing in 20 different keys. I'm going to marry Harry, sweet little Carrie, Harry, on the 25th of January. 1 week a noodle doodle, right, well, the doodle doodle, on the 25th of January, oh. You know, it's a funny feeling, love. The first time I met Carrie, I could just not resist her. When I come to myself, I was on me hands and knees reciting to her. Carrie, me darling, me heart to a soul. See me chest, how me waistcoat is swole. And listen to the throbs of me heart as he goes. Rickety, tickety, under me clothes. I'm going to marry Harry, sweet little Carrie, Harry, on the 25th of January. 1 week a noodle doodle, right, well, the doodle doodle, on the 25th of January, oh.
Great band, eh? I'm here now in the home of the Great Eastern, Studio O, the Killing Floor, and as we always do during open house, we've turned the microphone and my post over to the youngsters. Hollis Duffett is manning the board today.
Oh.
And Hollis, perhaps we could hear what this young broadcaster of tomorrow is saying. Would you turn up his microphone?
The media is controlled by the left. They're the ones putting the kibosh on the death penalty. Because if it were up to us, you know we'd be frying Mr. Pothead, Mr. Crack Cocaine in the Breakfast Cereal, Mr. Gay Theater Extravaganza. And who runs the media? Women. Uppity women. Uppity homosexual women. And it all started with affirmative action. And don't get me started on water fluoridation.
Oh, my. Kids today, eh? a little-known feature of this studio is that over here behind the oral exciter stack is a secret exit.
Well, I'll be.
Hollis, my good man, the nooks and crannies of this great old pile hide more mysteries than you think. I love doing that. Now, if you go down here, I think they put these passages in during the war. Back in the days when I used to indulge, me and the technicians would nip in here to blow a few fatties. Broadcasting in the early 70s was quite a blast. And down here, in the guts of the building, the old sausage works, are the technical shops.
Who is there?
Harry?
Hi, come in.
Harry, I thought you were up manning the radio museum.
Nobody came. Nobody cares.
My old tubes and transistors cannot compete with the sexual magnetism of Erling Biggs.
I know what you mean. Well, you've certainly been busy down here, though, Harry.
Yes. These past days, I have been analyzing the tapes of our broadcast sent in by listeners from across Newfoundland.
That's right. A lot of people are upset with the quality of the new signal off our state-of-the-art equipment. They say they like the old coal-fired sound better. Is that possible, Harry?
Yeah. Listen to this, sent to us from a woman in Twillingate.
The all-estrogen id, the entirely self-obsessed, self-gratifying, amoral...
Oh, man, that sounds awful. Really, teeny. It could be a radio, though, I guess, huh?
No, Paul. Listen now when I play it backwards.
A leaner, meaner public broadcaster for the millennium.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Sampler.
Sampler?
Look here, Paul.
Well, I got it. It's a Cerebrum radio. I thought the design had been lost when your former partner, Eldon Basha, vanished.
No. Eldon and I had our differences over the Cerebrum radio. Eldon saw a day when we would all have receivers permanently implanted in our brains.
That's wild.
The signal was to originate from a giant monolithic broadcasting center. He had gone too far. Beyond the pale. He was proposing a virtual radio revolution. Public broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's diabolical.
He knew we had to stop him, whatever the cost.
Downsized.
What else could we do? He was enraged, of course. He vowed revenge. If public broadcasting was not to go his way, then public broadcasting would be destroyed.
Yikes.
Eldon crossed the line, Paul. He gave himself over to the radio waves, where he now exists as an energy force, known only as Sampler. And now today, with public broadcasting in such grave jeopardy, he's about to make good on his threat.
Well, this is all fascinating, Harry, but
there is not a moment to lose. But I am old. The shock of the Cerebrum radio implant would kill me. You, Paul, you must visit the radio waves and stop Sampler.
Well, now, you know if there was anything I could do, but, you know, where, like, I'm an employee of public radio, I feel kind of conflicted here.
You are the only hope.
I've still got to get back.
Will you take the subcranial implant, Paul Mott?
Oh, sure, why not?
Brace yourself, Paul.
What's that thing for?
For the awakening mind. You must convince Sampler that his plan is futile. Here, you see, I've received from the highest levels of government a commitment of stable multi-year funding.
Oh, who's gonna believe that?
You're right. We must disconnect Eldon from his Cerebrum radio, then.
But how?
You will lead him to 99.1 FM, the only spot on the dial where he cannot hide. Once there, I will deregulate the Cerebrum radio. Good luck, Paul!
Edwin, I'm on the AM band.
Find Eldon and together we will destroy him!
Harry!
Wow! It's the show! I'm in the radio! Watch out, Manitoba West! Here I come! Oh, man! So many signals! It's like a billion tiny fingers under my skin! Satellite downlink! Oh, my! Paul! What? Who goes there?
It's me, Eldon Basher.
Sampler?
I've been listening to you.
Listen, pal. Stop messing with public broadcasting.
You will do my bidding, Paul Moss, or I'll mess with more than public broadcasting. Well, that was just a simple change of channel, my friend. There's much worse.
What do you want?
You are to be my agent in the physical realm.
Evil is not part of my job description, Sampler.
All I ever wanted to do was improve the afternoon schedule. And they thwarted me.
Now, wait a second, buddy. What about the brain implants? What about your monolithic broadcast center?
How was I to know the real estate market would collapse? But the naysayers will pay. Not with a bang, but a whimper. Services are slowly being dismantled. Soon, nothing will be left. They're getting weaker with every budget And you will be the final nail in their coffin.
Listen, Sampler, it's been a pleasure. I'm just a little uncomfortable with this, so perhaps I'll just...
Come back here!
No way, no way, man. I'm out of here. I gotta get out of here.
Do you think you can hide from Sampler?
Arthur takes a trip to the South Okanagan region of British Columbia. I think that's around
Lorna,
the Soyuz, which...
Lorna, help me! Lorna, come back! This isn't funny!
How's this for radio to call your own?
Documentación que tienen que ver con eso los ministerios de Agricultura y de Tierra.
De tous les artistes, écoutez, Charles Héliculture était là pour 4 jours.
J'ai eu la chance. Et mieux.